Yeah, Mishnayis Masecht Nida. We're up to Perakei Mishnevov. Vas Achas Asar Shon of Yemechad. You have a daughter that's 11 years old in one day. Nidoreh Nevdokim. That's Allah, even though really she's still a Ketana. But Vehilchos Nidorim, we have to check out her Neder. Meaning to say, if she understands what she's saying and what she means, if she really means L'Shem Neder, that's Gzeras HaKosav that it's Chal, that the Neder is Chal. The Pasuk says, Isha Yisha Kiyaf L'Linda Neder. Vodashin Kiyafla means La Rabbis Mufla Samach Lish, that even the year before you become a Gedola, so by a girl it's 11 and by a boy it's 12, that the Nadorim is Nevdokim. Bas Shtemes Veshen of Yemechud, if the girl is 12 years old, she's a Gedola, then the Rekhuyam, then we don't have to check her out to see if she knows what she's saying, but automatically her Nadir is Chal is Kayim. Ulboid Kim Shtom Kol Shtemes Rei, we check out though this 12th year. Now, to say, when the time she, after she's 11 years old, from the beginning of the 12th year until she's 12 years old completely, that year, we check out her nedarim to see if she knows what she says, then the neder would be chal. And if not, not. That's by a girl. And the same thing is by a ben also, by a boy. Ben shtem esri shen v'mechad, a boy that's 12 years old in one day, that's the year before his bar mitzvah, is also nedarim of nevdokim. At that year, we check out his nedarim to see if he knows what he's saying, what he's talking about, then the neder is chal. Ben Shalosh Esrei Shana V'Mecha, once he's 13 years old in one day, then the Dar of Chiyum, then his Nadir is Chal, no matter what. Or Boitkim Kol Shalosh Esrei. And this year, this 13th year, means from the end of the 12th year till the end of the 13th, and there's when he's 12 years old in one day, until he's 12 years old, till he comes 13 years old, that year we check out to see if he knows what he's talking about, the Nadir is Chal, and if not, not. Koidim L'Zman Azeh, before this man, before he's 12, before she's 11, Alpha P Shom, even though they say they're very smart and they say, Yerdimon L'Shem Yinodan, we know who we made a neder, L'Shem Yerdash, who we made this Hegdish, Einad Reim Neder, still the neder is not Chal. Via Negdash and Hegdish, the Hegdish is also not Chal. Before this man is nothing. That's called the Kotner Ketana, it's not Chal at all. The Acharaz man is there after this time. Alpha P Shom, even though they say, Einad Yod L'Shem Yinodan, after they're 13, by a boy, you're 12, by a girl, you have to become a good lord, even though they say, Afa pi shamru, that Einonu yoydim l'shemin adarnu, we do not know who we made an edit to, l'shemi yigdash, not who we made an hegdish to, still nidron neder, the neder is chal, v'agdash and hegdish, the hegdish is also chal. Once they become a good law, then we say it's chal, unless they're a shaita, unless they're a chaylim. But minastam, we say the neder is chal. Mishnah Zayin, Moshe Chacham B'Isha. The Isha, the Chacham made an example of what an Isha is like. It's clear how her age, how she changes. That Pago, Boichal, Votzemel. These are three stages about the breast of an Isha, how much they developed, for me to say, when she changes from a Ketana to a Nara and to a Bagaris. We know by a girl there are three stages. First she is a Ketana, then she becomes a Nara, that's when she's 12 years old and she has two Simona, she's a Nara. And now, sometimes it could take 6 months until she's 12 and a half, until she becomes a Begeris. And sometimes it could happen earlier, she becomes a Begeris, even after 1 month, when she has these simonim. So three simonim are called Paga, that's like a tin, like a fig, before it starts to become ripe. Then there's a Boichol, that's like a fig, right before it's ripe. Then there's a Tzemol, that's a complete ripe fig. So Paga means Oedik Tinoi, because she's still a Ketana. It means by a breast, it's not formed at all yet, and she's still called the Ketana. Boich, when it starts to form a little bit, that's Eliyah Menurea, that's when you call the Nara ready. That's when 12 years old in one day, that's when the breasts start to develop a little bit. And at that time, if a breast developed, then we know she was maybe Shtei Cyrus, and then she's called the Gedela. Vezu, in both these cases, when she's a Gedela, she's a Nara, or Vio Zakovi Mitziyosa, still she finds something, she has to give it to her father. The boss says, Menurea Beis Aviyah, that Kol Shvach Nurim goes to Aviyah. If she does work, it goes, the pitcher goes to the father. If she makes the neder, the father could be made for the neder. Semel, once the breast starts to grow more, that we said that's like a ripe fig, then Kever and Shabogra, that's called, she has someone, she's a Bagaris. Then the Lacher is, Shuvain Levi Rishus, but then the father has no Rishus over anymore. She's like in her own Rishus, the father can't have no Madinim, it's not Zeicher and her Momnis anymore. He can't marry off anymore. In other words, she's not in his rishus anymore. Mishneches, Eizel Simoneha, what's the Simon Mishel Bagris? Rashi Tzemel, what is that? Rabbi Yosei Glili Oimer, Mishiyala Hakemet Tachas Adalek. Underneath the breast, there's a fold there. That's like a breast that's growing a little bit. That's a simen, she's a bageris. Rabbi Kivu Oimer, Mishiyato Hadadim. When the dodim fall, like yato means like they're falling on the breast, that's a simen, it's a little sheer, got a little bit bigger than stam to have a fold over there. And Benazliyame Mishatashir Hapitoimis. Knows by the nipples around there becomes a little bit black, a little bit darker, that's also simen she's a bigger, that's a bigger shear. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, Kadeshihe Noisin Yodal Ukits, Vushakeya Vishayalachzer. The person puts his hands, as she puts hands on her nipples, and she presses them in, and it stays, it doesn't come out right away. That's a simen that she's a bageris. Now, Mishnah Tes. Bas esrim shona shlaheviyu shtei sairis. So the girl, let's say she's 20 years old, and she did not have two sairis. Up until now, she's still called a katana. She doesn't have a dingadol yet. She doesn't have two sairis, but mokum two hairs and not grow, but mokum erva. So locher is now tovi. Locher is now tovi, let her bring. Tovi, let her bring a proof. She bas esrim shona that she is 20 years old. And the alonis, she has a din like a gedola right now. She's called an alonis. That's an alonis. Nisha doesn't have sairis, and she can't have children. That's a name. So a normal girl that she becomes a gedola when she has shtei sairis. But here she's not going to have shtei sairis. She becomes a gedola now. Takas amachleikas, but if she's a gedola right now, or tzuvra davla mafreya, she was a gedola all along. Therefore, the locher is. She cannot make chalitza, she cannot make yibin, there's no mitzvah yibim on her. There's only mitzvah yibim on Isha that she can have children from. She can't have children, there's no mitzvah yibim. Then ask him, Shona Shlehevish, there's going to be a boy that's 20 years old and did not bring Shtei Sairis yet, the same thing. So Yavra, let him bring a proof. Should Ben ask him, Shona is 20 years old. Vusaris, that's called the man that's Sarah, that's infertile, he can't have children. And therefore he comes to Gedola now, even though he does not have Simonim. Now, what about him also is, loy chaylis v'loym yab, you cannot make chalitza, not make yibim, there's no mitzvibim on a person, a man that can't have children either. The whole mitzvibim is, lohokim zera, to live with your brother's wife, in order to have another child, lohokim zera, to have children. Elo divra besil, these are the words of besilu. Beishamir Meshamai says, no, zev zeh b'nei shemayin esra, he holds at 18 years old. If they don't have simonim by 18 years old, they become gedolah. Then she becomes an illness. He becomes a saris at 18 years old. Rabbi Yelezu, it depends. Hazocha k'divri beisilu. Zocha is at 20 years old, like Basil says. V'anikev, the girl is k'divri beishamai at 18. Now, what's the reason why? Sheisha meheres love l'fnayish, because the isha becomes like grown up. Her body develops faster than a man. Therefore, by Nisha at 18, she doesn't have Shtei Sairis, that's a proof that she doesn't remain that way. She'll be an idleness. But by men, it's not a proof until he becomes 20. But the loch is not like Reb Lezer, but rather be passing like Beis Hillel. They're both Ben and Nekeva. The Shir is at 20 years old. Perek Vov. Bo Simen HaTachtoin Ach Lebo Elyon, let's say by a girl, that she has a two Sairis on the bottom, the Mokem Erva. That's a simen atachtoin, before the simen elyon, before her dod, before her breast started to develop. So then the locher is, she's called like a gedola, she's called like an arrow. Then the locher is, oicholetzes oimasiya bemis, she either make yibum, or she can make chalitza. Because she's considered a badna gedola, so you can make chalitza or yibum. What's going to be boya elyon achil, boya atachtoin? Let's say her top simonim came in, her breast developed, but she did not have two simonim, but mokum erev on the bottom. Even though it's not possible, because according to Chomim, it's Yefshe that the top should develop before the bottom, but still, Rabbi Meir says, yes, it's possible it should happen, and she's not considered a Gedola, she's still called a Ketana, and therefore she cannot make Chalitza, not make Yibum. Because he holds it's possible for the top to come before the bottom, and therefore we start to be Choshish that she's still a Ketana. We have to be afraid maybe she'll be a Saurus, or maybe she'll be an idleness, or he'll be a Saurus still. The Chomer and the Chomer say no. That she's seated like a Gedola, like an arrow, and therefore she can make either Chalitza or Yibum. And why Mifnei Shom, because it was said like this, the Chom hold, that Efshele Tachton Lovo Yachloi Boelion. It's possible for the bottom Simon to come, and two Saurus could come, before the Tapsim Monim come. That could be Avol Bot Ief Shitz, impossible Le'elyon Lovo the Tapsim Monim to come actually brought Tachton before the Bottom Simonim come. So therefore, she's considered the Gedolah, since the Tapsim Monim came, for sure the Bottom Simonim also came. Maybe they just fell out. So therefore, she's considered like a Gedolah. Mishnah Beis. Kiyotzeboy, similar like this, a similar type of machlokes is that kol kli cheres ashur machnes, any earthly kli that has a hole in it, and it's a darkoy that mashkin comes in it, so kol shur machnes is moitzi. Any hole that's big enough that the water from the outside could come into the kli, for sure that hole is big enough that if the water's inside the kli would come out of the kli. But v'yeshra, certain situations, certain cases, Shem might see that the hole is so small that only the water inside the kli would seep outside. But v'yeshra machnes, water on the outside would not come inside it. So there's such a thing like this also. And therefore the different halachas by kli cheres we hold that if it was tamei, and now it has a hole, it only becomes torah if the hole is big enough, the kainis mashka, if the water on the outside could come inside it, then that's called latira. What about the kli should be royal akadosh by mechatis? Then it has to be that even the water inside does not seep outside. So if we have these different shiurim, kol eiver shiyesh by tziporin, any limb of a body that has a nail on it, has the tziporin nails, is yesh by etzim. You know for sure there's also a bone inside that etzim, inside that eiver. And that's the loch of an eiver min hames. If it has an etzim inside that eiver, then it's matama both the mag of a master and the oil also, even though it doesn't have the size of a kezias. Because at din of an eiver, there's no shear, but an eiver has to be that it has an etzim inside it. So therefore, if you have this limb that has a tzipur and has a nail on it, you know for sure there's a bone inside it also. But the eshter, at certain times, she esh be'etzim, the limb could have a bone inside it, but the ein by tzipur does not have a nail on it. So similar, one is totally in the other one is not totally in this one. Mishnah Gimel. Kol ha-metame medris, any kli that's fit to be mekabel tumas of a zav, means a kli that's miyucha set aside for sitting or for lying on. That's called like a bed or a chair if a zav sits on it. That's called the mishkav of a zav, that's the kabotumo. So such a kli is metama tome mace. If a mace touches it, it also becomes tome. But v'yesh, the opposite way, there are certain cases she metama tome mace means other kelim that are not omit for yeshiva or for lying. Let's say like a table. If a mace comes in contact with a table, the table is makabotumo. But the yain matam midras would not have a tumas midras of a zav. A tumas of a zav is only a kli am yuchad liyeshiva or leshiva, but not other kelim. Mishnah Dalit, kol haroyu lodin din nefosh. Any person that's kosher to be a dain for din nefoshis, if pshitu adin royal lodin din amom is also fit to be a dain for din amomnis. But the extra certain cases, sharoyu lodin din amomnis, that the dain is fit, is kosher, like a ger or a mamzer, that they're kosher to be a dain for dina mumnis for money matters, but the yain of royal dina kosher, they're not fit to be a dain to kill, have somebody killed. For that, you have to be a kosher Jew, not a mamzer, not a ger. Kol ha-kosher lodin, whoever's kosher to be a dain is kosher li'ayin, pshit is kosher to be aidis also, to be a witness. But the yeshter, certain people, she kosher li'ayin, even though the kosher to be an aid, to be a witness, but the yain of kosher lodin, they're not kosher to be a dain. Moshe Meir holds that a person is blind in one eye, he's possible to be a dayin, but still he's kosher to be a neid, so you can be kosher for neid and possible to be a dayin. Mishnah Hey, kol shechayiv v'maisros, anything, any food that's mechayiv v'maisros, is metam atumas eichlin. So if you have a kezbeitzer of it, and comes in contact with a tomei, it becomes mekabel tumah. V'yesh, there are certain things, shemetam atumas eichlin, a certain food that has an eichel, negeit tichos tumah, but the yena chai b'maisus, you're not chai even giving maisus. And that's, let's say, like bosa, v'dogim, v'esim, things that do not grow, meat, or fish, or eggs, these things are not gedule karka, they have no din maisus on them, but they would have a din eichel to mekab b'tumas eichlin. Mishnah Vav, kol shechai b'peya. Anything that's chai in peya means any type of food that's an eichel, that's a nishma, gedule minoritz, l'kosa k'echod, and machlas d'kiyim, these are the tenoyim, it's chai b'peya. But v'yesh, there are certain cases shechay b'maisus that you are chui to take off maisus from it. But v'yesh nechay b'peya, it's not chay b'peya. And these are things, are something that tells us not likutos akachas. Going like tenim, figs are not all ripe at the same time. So these things that it's potter from peyah, but you chayv to take off true misamaisus. Mishnah Zayin, kol shechayv breishes ageiz. Anybody that's chayv to give off when you share off the wool of your animal, you have a chayv to give a matana to the kohen of the breishes ageiz of the wool. Is chayv a matana? So then you have to give him the zrei lechayim v'keiva. But the extra certain cases shechayv a matana, even though you chayv to give him from the zrei lechayim v'keiva. That's like from any animal you shecht, but the ain't a chayv reishas ageiz, you're not chayv reishas ageiz, because reishas ageiz is only noy b'kvosim on the geya with sheep, and that's rechelim veilim bovad, but zur lechayim, that's negeya to any boker with sign. So therefore you have certain animals that are chayv in matonis to give the zroi of lechayim v'keva. The zroi is the thigh, and the lechayim are the cheeks, and the keva is the stomach, that you have to give to the kayin, but you do not have to give the reishas ageiz. Mishneches, kol shi yeshla beer yeshla shriyas. Any parents that have a mitzvah's beer at the end of the time, when there's no more food left for the animals in the field, you have to take it out of your house. That's called beer in the seventh year. So those parents, achayiv and shriyas, have dinishmita, have ktusha shriyas on it. You can't do business with it. But the yesh, yeshper shriyas, there are certain things that have a mitzvah shriyas on it. Vyein ba beer, has no mitzvah's beer. And this means things that are miskayim borits. Means they never get kolim in a chayis shebesoda. That's the loch. It's only when there's no more food left on the fields for the chayis, then you have to take it out of your house. But certain things that are miskayim leilom, there's no mitzvahs beer. Mishneh tes kol sheyesh to kashkeshes, like any fish that has this mono of kashkeshes, which that's like the scales on that's the scales on the body, is yesh lo snapeh, for sure it has fins. And therefore the fish is kosher. But the eshter, a certain fish, she eshloi snapper, it has fins, but the endless kashkeshes, it doesn't have any scales. So it comes out, as long as the fish has scales, you know for sure the fish is kosher. Kol she eshloi kenayim, any animal that has horns, yeshloi tlofim, you should know it has hooves, and therefore that's a sim that's kosher. But the eshloi tlofim, there are certain animals that has hooves that are split, but the endless kenayim, it doesn't have any horns. Mishnah Yud, kol atoyin broch liachrav, anything you have to make a broch, after you get finished eating it, means jedi kezayis of it, you have to make a broch nefoshos and alamichyo, is toyin broch lefona, for sure you had to make a broch before you start to eat it. But v'yesh toyin broch lefona, there are certain things that you have to make a broch before, like lemosha by brichas and mitzvahs on tzitzis or tefillin, and v'yein toyin broch liachrav, you do not have to make a broch after you do the mitzvah. Mishnah Yud Aleph, Tinoikos Sheviyu Shtei Sarot. That's why you have girls, Tinoikos, that after they finish 12 years old and one day, and now they bring Shtei Sarot, Saloch Rishis Ksidri Gadayla. And therefore, Oichalet Zayim Misi Abemis, either they can make Litu now or Yibum now, they Ksidri the Gadayla, and therefore, the Chayevis, Bechol Mitzvah Samus Patera, she is now Mukhuyiv in all Mitzvahs in the Torah, she is Ksidri the Gadayla. The same thing by a boy. Shevi Shtei Saris, after he bought Shtei Saris, meaning he's already 13 years old, by mitzvah, and he has now two Saris, the Mokam Erva, is Chayim B'chol Mitzvah Hamuras Patera, that's when it's still a Gedei law, is B'chol B'chol Mitzvahs. But if he doesn't have Shtei Saris, even though he's 13 years old, still Midirais, he's not B'chol B'chol Mitzvahs yet. The Royal Elias Ben Saramara, this kid now could become a Ben Saramara. Mishayovi now, Mishayovi Shtei Saris Atshiakiv Zokin. That how long can he become a Ben Sarah Mayro? As soon as he brings the Shtei Saris, until the length of time that the Shtei Saris grow a little bit longer. Atshiakiv Zokin, until it goes over the hair, folds over. Which means Atachton. In other words, by the Mokam Erva, by the Gid, it's Mole hair there, Mole Saris. V'lo Yelyon, not the upper beard. That's what we always say, Lashon of Zokain, even though usually it means by the beard, we just say it in a nice Lashon, in a clean Lashon. But really it means the Mokam Erva, the Cyrus on the bottom. Now, Tinoikos Shehevio Shtei Cyrus. Once a girl brought Shtei Cyrus, and Yechel Lemoyen, she can't make Mien anymore. Mien is where she only has Kedushin Midrabonin, and she's a Ketana, so she could just say goodbye to her husband, she doesn't have to have a get. But once you bring Shtei Saris, then there's no more takana of miyun. Now the husband has to give her a get. Even though the Ketushin is still only with the Rabbonin, they did not live together yet, yet Shechem Gedolah, But still, once you become to Gedolah, there's no more din miyan. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad sheyir b'hashochar. No, just the fact that she became a Gedolah, if she didn't have biyah with husband to make a new ma'aseh kedushin, so it's only kedushin midirabbanan, she could still make miyan. Until a lot of hair grows, sheyabra shachar means a lot of hair grows with mokum erva. Then she can't make miyan. But before that, she could still make miyan. Mishnah Yudbeis. Now, shtei sairis hamuris papara, not that it says by a parah duma, if it has two black hairs that is possible, or else of a negoyim, the pasture we have negoyim, and you have white hair growing b'mokum anega, so you have to have two hairs there, or else v'hamuris b'chomokum, that either a cotton or a ktana, or they become a gedolah when they have shtei sairis. The question is, how long does this hair have to be? Could they loch of roisha likron, that you could like bend them over, the tip of it will reach down by its root. That's how long the hair has to be to give it a shame sar. Diva Rabbi Yishmael, these are the words of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Lazar says, could they licorice spatiparin, that you could grab a hold of it with your nails. That's how long the hair has to be. Rabbi Kiva Raim, Kadeshinitos Bazug, has to be long enough that you could cut it with the scissors. And this is the smallest shear, and it's each one giving a smaller shear. The first shear is bigger to bend over, and the second shear to grab it with its nails is smaller, and even a smaller shear is correct. You could just cut it with a pair of scissors. Yeah, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Haroya Kesem, if Anisha sees a Kesem, a stain on her underwear, he has a Reizu Mikukeles. She's like a little bit ruined, meaning to say she does not know exactly when she saw the dam. And therefore, she doesn't know when she became a Nido, and therefore, she does not know when she should start counting the 11 days when she could become a Zova. Because the pshat is like she didn't check her underwear the last 3 days, and now she checks it, and you see she has dam. She does not know when exactly it started any day during these last 3 days. And therefore, b'chasheshesh mishum zoiv divrei b'mei. We have to be afraid maybe she's a zava. Like, let's say we know it was during the 11 days between one nidus and another nidus, and she didn't change her underwear for the last 3 days, and now she finds 3 stains of dam on it. So it could be each day she saw one stain, and therefore she has to be chasheshesh. Maybe she has tumas zover on her. That's the words of Rabbi Meir. The chomar nechom say no ain b'ksav mishum zayv. She only finds a kesem, and the Gemara says the case is, well, not that she changes the clothing every single day and finds a kesem every day. Like if 3 days in a row she changed the begodim, each day she found a kesem during the 11 days, even the chomar would agree she is a zover. They were talking about where she didn't check clothing till the end of 3 days, and now she finds 3 big stains on them. So Chum say, we're not choshes to say each day a stain came out and said you saw each day. Rather, we say it all came out at one time, and therefore we're not choshes mishum zayif. Yeah, Mishnah Yudalad. Haroya yoyim echad osa, somebody's Anisha sees on the 11th day, niz benidu lenido, benash moshes at the end of the 11th day, after shkia, ba benash moshes she sees dam. So it's a suffering now. Tchilas nida could be this benash moshes is called Lila. It's after the 11 days. And therefore now she becomes a nida and she's coming for the next 7 days. Or else it says v'soif nida, which really the Gemara says the girsa should be v'soif ziva. Like maybe it's still called yom, and today is called she saw on the 11th day. And if she saw the 9th and the 10th, this will be mitzarif now that she saw 3 days and she becomes a zava. Hu adinish could be tchilas ziva. Or else the Gersa really should be Saif Nida and Chilas Diva. And she sees at the end of the 7th day, this could be now, it's still called Yom, it's the end of the Nidus. Or else it could be at the beginning of the 8th day that she could start counting Yimei Ziva. So it's a suffix, what the Riyah Ben Hashmash is, whether it's Yom Belayla, you have to go both ways, the Chumrah. The same thing, what's going to be Yom Arbol Azachar? She saw the 40th day, Ben Hashmash, after giving birth to a Zachar, which after that she becomes Tomei. Like from the 7th day onwards till the next 33 days, it's Dam Toyer. Now she sees Ben Hashmash, Yom Aboim, she doesn't know if it's still Dam Toyer or is it real Dam Nida. Or else for Yom Shmoinim on the Keva. So Ben Hashmash is Lekulim. Again, Ben Hashmash Lekulim means you all have this suffix, whether it's called the Yom or called the Laila, and you have to call the Chumra both ways. And therefore, Reyelu Toyer still have a loch of a Toyer that they're not sure whether it's Dam Toyer or Dam Tor or Dam Tomei. Therefore, they have to bring a korban in our sofik, but it's not nechel. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Ad sha'ate mesakne mes ha'shoites, before you're fixing up the shoites, a fool, is Tagnuas Apichus, he should fix up a Pekech, a smart lady. And the more explained, the Bishul means to say is like, why do you only talk about cases that she saw Bein Hashmashers with the Sophic, with the Yom Sophic Lilo? We should have talked about a normal Isha she sees every day, or the more says the case is one day she sees, and the next day she does not see. The third day she sees, the fourth day not. Because the Sophic Boyer also, when does she count Nidus, when does she count Zovis, so we should have discussed such a case like that. You have to Perek Shvi, Mishnalef. Dam ha nido o besar ha meis, the blood that comes out from a nido, or else the bosar of a meis, some meat from a dead a meis, mitamim lachin and mitamim yibeshim, whether it's still wet, still fresh, or whether it's still or dried out, still it has tum, it's like a nava tum, it's mitam, whoever touches it. Abel ha zoi, but the zav that comes out from a man, or else vi ha niya, either some say that's the phlegm that comes out from the mouth, or else some say comes out from the nose, or else the heroic, the regular spit that comes out, is all anav hatuma from a zav. Fi hasheretz, a dead sheretz, or else by nevela, an animal that's mace without shechita nevela, also is anav hatuma. The shich vazera comes out from a person. All these things, mitamim lachen, v'yein mitamim yveshim. These things are only tummy if you touch them when they're still fresh like wet, and not when they're dried out. And the Gemara Dashan is from Sukkim that these things, when they come dried out, the tumor goes, it's not called an avatumor anymore. Now, even though it's dried out, let's say they have a piece of sheretz, and you could soak it. And after it soaks for 24 hours, the Gemara says, I'll come back to the way it was, fresh the way it was before. And then, metamim lachim, metamim yveshim, even though right now it's dried out, that's not called that much dried out, and still it has tumah to it. Now it says, v'kami shri yosin, how long do you have to let it soak in water? How long to tell whether it'll come back to its original form or not? So, the poishrim yes lace, you have to test it out in lukewarm water for 24 hours mace lace. Rabbi Yesi says, b'sarha mace yavish, dried mace. Even though it's dried up already, the bosom, v'yeni yochli shoris, and even if you soak it for 24 hours, still would not come back, v'lach l'kamay shor, would not come back to the same form it was before it's so dried out, so tor, it remains tor. In other words, the Tanakhama says that a besar hames is tome, even though it's yavish. And the Yosi holds no, that if it's yavish, also it becomes tor. But the law is not like Rabbi Yosi. Mishnah Beis, ha-sheretz shenimtza b'movi. Somebody finds a sheretz in a movi, it's an alleyway where people live, go down there to your houses. So, mitama l'mafreya, whoever walked by there like the day before is tome now. Because whoever walked by this movie, this alleyway, Mistama touched this sheretz. And we do not know when the sheretz came there. We only found it there this morning. So therefore, whoever walked by there yesterday, the day before, is Tomei, Ad Shiyomer, until we could say for sure, Bodakti as a movie as Zevloi Hoya by sheretz, that we had this alleyway checked out, let's say it was a week ago or 3 days ago. And at that time when we checked it out, we knew at that time there was no sheretz there. Therefore, somebody that walked through this alley a week ago is Torah. Because we say, since it was checked after that, and there was no sheretz there, so for sure the sheretz came after we checked it. But whoever walked there after it was checked until now would become Tomei. Or Yad Shasa Kibbutz, or else the time that we know it was cleaned out, let's say that the cleaning day, when the garbage man comes and cleans the streets, so that's also from before that you Torah, only from then onwards. The same type of a locker is kesem shenimtza b'chol. You find a blood spot. Anisha finds a blood spot on her underwear. So metam l'mafreya, she found it this morning and she didn't change. She didn't look for 2 days. So she's told me for the last 2 days. Chiyom until she could tell us. But darkti as a cholga said that I did check out this clothing. Flohoyu by kesem. There's no kesem. So last time she checked it out and she knew it was clean. So we know for sure the dam was not there from before. It only came afterwards. Therefore, from that time before, she's Torah, so only from then onwards, that the suffix, she's Tamei. Or else, Oya Chasa Kibbutz, that's the last time she washed her begid, so like from before then, for sure it wasn't there, it was only from then onwards. Or Metamei Ben Lachu Ben Yavish, we had before the Dhamma, neither that's Tamei, whether it's dried, or whether it's wet. That is, whether right now you find it dry, whether you find it wet, still we say she's Tamei L'mafreya, until we know for sure it wasn't there. Rabbi Shimon says, Hayovish Matamah Mafreya, only if you find it dry now, do we say like could be it was there a while ago, therefore she's telling me all the way back from before. But v'alach, if you find it fresh and liquidy right now, this dam, is eini metame ela atshor shu yochol achtav liyas lach. So only tell me back, let's say a day or so, to the time that we know for sure that he could still be lach when he came out. Because otherwise, let's say it takes a day for it to dry up, so then it didn't come out yesterday, because it came out yesterday, it would have been dried up right now. So you find it wet, it's only tell me backwards how long it could still be that it came out, and it still be a wet. Here, Mishnah Gimel. Kol haksomim haboyim merekim. Any time you find a kesem, means find a cloth, in the underwear, that has a blood stain on it. So locharis torim, we say it's tor, like we say, since here in this city, rekim, most of the people there are goyim, and goyim do not have a tumas nida. So therefore, that deged does not have a, it's not a navatuma, it's not tomei, it remains torim. We have Yehuda mitam, Yehuda also know that the ksomim we find in that city is tomei. Why? Mevnei shem gerim, because the people there were gerim. They were really Jews, they were mezgayir. But if it turns, they make mistakes, they don't know what it means to hide the ksomim, they let it just flow around. So therefore, we have to be afraid it came from a Jewish lady that has dam nida, and therefore the beggar is tomei. Haboyim ben agoyim, unless we find a kesem in a city where most people there are goyim. Again, the locher is torim, we said before. Let's say in the city that there are both Jews and goyim living there. So Rabbi Meir Metamer Meir says you got to go to Chumra, and we say what? That it's tamei, because he holds that kusim here are not really goyim. He holds kusim are gerim, the same. They really like Jews, and therefore the ksam is also tamei. The Chachamim do Metamer Chachamim say no, it's tor. They hold that the kusim used to hide the ksam; they would not lose it. And therefore, the only ones that would lose it would be goyim. And therefore, you have a right to say, "Kol haksomim hanimtsoyim b'chomokom." Any kesem, again, this beggar that has a blood stain on it, even though it comes from a city where Jews live, still tohirim. We have a right to say it's tor, and the reason is because b'nois Yisrael are matznim es kesem, means they hide the kesem. You don't find it. So therefore, it's not from a nidom, and therefore we say it's tor. Chutz min hanimtsoyim b'chadorim. Unless the ksom that you find in a special cheder, private house, because then that's where they keep it, or else the svivo is the beis hatumais, or else around the beis hatumais, some say that's a special, like a bathroom, where Isha uses to get dressed there, and this and that, therefore that's where they would put their ksomim. Now, beis hatumais shakusim, that again, this private room that an Isha uses, that belongs to a kusi, so they say the chiddush here is metamim b'yerl. Whoever goes into that room, you have to be afraid. There's a mace buried there, and you become tamei. If neishem koyvrim shom es hanafolim, they have a miscarriage. They do not take the kid out; they bury outside, but they bury him right there. So therefore, we have to be afraid that there is a mace buried there, and therefore you become tumas oil. Rabbi Yehuda says lehoyu koyvrim, they did not bury them there. Ela mashlichon, used to throw them away. V'chayu goros, and the animals used to eat them up and drag them away. Therefore, they would not have tumas oil in that room. Now, Mishnah, hey, Nemonim loyma, I mean, this kusi is believed to tell us that Korvano Shemas and Nefolim, she says, yes, she buried an eifel in the room, as this room is tamei. We believe her, and therefore, if there's truma there, something becomes tamei. Oi, loy Korvano, well, she tells us, no, loy Korvano, she did not bury any mace in the room, and therefore, the mace of the room is tor. So we believe her, we leave the kusi. The Gemara says the case is talking about with the kusi koyin and he's holding truma, so on themselves they're makbe, therefore we could believe them. And the Mishnah says, Namonim Leimer, also we believe a kusi to say, Namonim Leimer ala behemi in bichro, whether the behemi you're buying off them was already gave birth already once, to say that the next child is not a bechor, or ila bichro, else no, it did not give birth yet. And therefore the first one you would have a shem bechor on it. Who are there, Nemonim, or also they believe, the Kusim are believed to say, Al-Tziyan Kvaros, on a Matseva, put on top of a kever, the name to say, that this is the Matseva, exactly where the mace was buried. But the Yain Nemonim, not Nemon, loyal is Chochois. Chochois, that's, let's say, you have a tree that the branches go over a Kvura, a mace. And it's a Sophic where the mace is, and therefore it's a Sophic Tumim in the Rabbanin. Therefore, in this, the Kusim are not Makbet upon. Therefore, the non-nem would say, such a place, if we have a suffix where there is a mace there, that anybody underneath the trees have a suffix to mis oil, then non-nem would say that it's tor. The same thing, loy halaproyis. A proyis, that's the same similar situation, where there's a wall there and the beam sticking out over the wall, and therefore looks as if it's tamei. So it's a suffix there, so they're not able to say whether it is Tami or not Tami. We do not believe them in this situation. This is a suffix Tumim with Rabbanon. On this, they're not Makbid. The same thing, Veloya Beis Afras. They're not able to say in the field that there was once a kever, a coffin buried there, and then they were Chorish. They plowed over the field. So now with Rabbanon, we have to be afraid when they plowed over that field, the bones were spread out all over the field. And any part of that field is Tumim, that's called the Sofik Tumim with Rabbanon. So again, the Kusim are not Makbid upon this. Therefore, they're not able to say that this Tumim is not Tumim. This is the general rule that things that they're choshed, that we do not trust them, is they in the model of, they're not believed to say whether it's kosher or not kosher, or Torah or not Torah. We don't believe them if they're not, if they're choshed on that inyan. Perek Shemini, Mishnalef, Haroya Kesem Absara, Phoenicia sees a blood stain on her Basra flesh. So it depends. And the suffix is, did it come from her that she's passed tum as nido? Maybe it came from someplace else and she's still tore. So it depends. Keneged beisa turf, if the dam is found by her legs, right underneath the mesa ervom, that the dam could come out from a makor and fall there, tamei, then we have to be afraid, yes, the dam came from the makam and she's tummy, she has tum as nidirana. But let's say you find the blood, shalai keneged beisa turf, not opposite to makam ervom, that its mesamet did not come from a body, it came from someplace else. Then Torah, then we say she remains Torah. What's going to be ala keva, the Irish good law? That's where you find the blood stain, ala keva on the heel, or else on her toe. So Tumeya, then she still told me it's a good start to say the dam came out of her makor and fell on there when she was walking, therefore it's a simon, she's tummy. What's going to be al shok on her thigh, the al pasay seho, the flat part of a foot? So it depends. Mibif nimib, it's inside Tumeya. Inside means towards her inside of her body. So then the dam could fall there, she's Tumeya. Hivachutz, if the dam is found on the outer side, then Torah, because it came from her body, would not fall on the outer side, therefore she remains Torah. Fialatz dodim, let's say you find the dam on the sides. Mikan and Mikan Torah on both sides, and front and back, we say she's Torah. What's going to be Rosa Achaluk? Let's say she finds dam on her dress, on her clothing she's wearing. Depends. Minachag or lamata from a like apron and bottom that's underneath the makam erva tameya. That's a simon that came from a makam atomei that she's tamei. Minachag or lamal came from the apron up and above. Sent Torah. Then the dam did not come from a makam erva. Came from someplace else. And she remains Torah. What's going to be rosa beis yad shecholis? She sees dam on a sleeve, on the sleeve of a hand. So in magia connected beis haturf, if the sleeve is on a dress, when she's walking, her actions comes underneath the makam erva, comes there, then tameya. You have to be afraid, maybe the dam came out at that time. But v'yimblav, the dam does not come out that time, if a sleeve never passes by the makam aturfa, then we say terror that then the dam did not come from her, but came from someplace else. Hoysoy poisharatoy mischasaba, but let's say she was taken off. It was like pajamas or a dress she was taken off and putting on by night. So then, kol mokum shnimtza by kesem tmei. Any place you find the kesem, it's tamei. Why? Because it goes around, it turns around at night time, and therefore it could be it came from her makor and she's tamei. And v'chein bepalium. Some say that's like a head covering that she puts on top of her head at night when she sleeps. But also, since it's not tied down, like it moves around the whole bed. And therefore, it's possible that maybe went underneath her mokum erva, and therefore it finds dam on it. We would say she is Tameya. Mishnah Beis. V'toyla b'chol dover she'yichad litlais. That says she finds a kesem on her clothing. She finds a blood stain. But she has a reason to say that the blood did not come from her, but it came from someplace else. So then we go l'kulu to say, yes, she's still tor. The dam came from someplace else. Like what? Let's see. What's going to be shochata behema chayver? If she was by a shechita that day, where they were shechting either behema, a chay, or a knife. And she has a right to say the dam came from the shechita, so it should be Torah. Nisaska b'ksam, she was cleaning or washing or looking at somebody else's kesem, means somebody else's bloody beged. So also you have to be afraid maybe that blood came on her. Or else, oishe yoshra b'tzad asukim, she was sitting down next to somebody else that was either making a shechita being oishe in ksamim. So again, that dam maybe came upon her. Or else, horgo machilis, let's say she was horgo machilis, she was killing ants or bugs that day. And dam comes out from there. So raise that toilet boy, even though she finds the dam now on her beged, on her clothing, we have a right to say she's tamei, that she's tor, and this dam came from the ants and not from her. Now the Mishnah says, Ad kamni hi toilet, like how big of a stain could it still be to say that the dam came from the machilas, from the ants, and not from her? So Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas Aymer Arki Gris Shapol. So the size of a bean, the size of a gris, that size, like a gris is like a chatzi pool, that's half of a bean. So if it's that size, up until that size we could be told that the dam came from the machilas. If it's larger than that, then we said the dam came from her guf. Because even though she did not kill the machilas, the ants, but still if we find dam there, we say it came from the ants. So that's a loch lemais, which we know she wears clothing and she finds dam on her underwear. If the spot is less than a gris, she's Torah, we have right to say the dam came from the machilas. Size of the gris is a shal exactly, some say the size of a nickel, some say the size of a penny. Usually ask a shal is shot of. The toilet bivno the same thing, if she her son or her husband had a blood was bleeding, and then we find dam and her begodim, she could say it came from them. Im yesh b'mak, let's say she has a wound on her body, dam, even though the wound healed up already. But if it could be that the scar is still there, like, and if it would be touched, it would open up and stop bleeding again, so I raise that toilet, she has a right to say the dam she finds now is from that and not from her, and she still remain tohira. Mishnah Gimel. Maisa once happened the case, Bishachas, a lady, she boas lefne Rabbi Kiva, she came in front of Rabbi Kiva. Omula, she said to Rabbi Kiva, Reisi Kesem, that I found the Kesem, she found the stain on her clothing. Omula, Rabbi Kiva said to her, Shema mak hoisi boch, maybe you had a wound, that the blood came from your wound. Omula, she said to him, Hein, yes, I had a wound, but the choisi healed up already, the wound. Omula, Rabbi Kiva said back to her, Shema maybe chelili gola, maybe it's possible that wound to open up again and to start giving up blood a second time. Omrullah, she said back to him, Hein, yes. V'tiyero Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, so she's Torah, that the blood she found on the begodim, we have right to say, came from that makkah, that wound, and not from her. Ro tamidov nestaklim zeh bezeh, Rabbi Kiva saw his own tamidim looking and astonished at one another. Like, how come a Rebbe was so makel? Omrullah, so Rabbi Kiva said back to his tamidim, what's so hard in your eyes to understand this? Did not say this thing to be machmir, el lok to be mekel. Shemin apostle says the isha kisiya zavo dom yil zavim b'sara dom bula kesem. Special because that's a custom. The isha is only tummy if the actual dam comes out, and we darshim dom bula kesem. She's only tummy if she sees the dam coming out of her body. But if she only finds the dam on a begodim a kesem, that's midiraisa she's torah. It's only midirabonin. It's a question why midirashi is Torah, why they go was the chazoko, whether the nugzer has kasuba via, you have to be able to see the dam coming out, or no vadai. A sofik is Torah midirashi. Therefore, it's only Tommy midirabon, and therefore, Kiva had a right to be mekel over here, since you have a right to be tolly, maybe the dam came from that makkah. Mishnah Dalit, Eid Shunosa Tacha Sakar. Alisha made a badika, she checked herself, and it was a night term, she didn't look at it. She put it underneath a pillow. Then in the morning, she checked it out, then she found dam on it. So it depends how the dam is. Ogul, if the spot is a round spot, tor, then we say it's tor. Because if it would have been dam from her, it would have been moshe, it would have been straight. In a line, not round, that's like a dam of a machilis. But moshe, let's say the spot of dam was like in a line, a straight line, then tamme, then we say it came from her through the bedika, then she's tamme. Dibu Reblaza ba Rabbi Tzadik. These are the words of Reblaza Rabbi Tzadik. They're holding Perik Chi. Mishnalef. Hu isha shi oiset rochel. On isha, let's say, had to go to be matal me reglaim, she had to urinate. Vero sadam, while she was urinating, then she looked in the bowl and she saw some dam there. So the question is, did the dam come from the mokum of nidus to make her into a nidah or not? Shrebi meyor memeya says like this. In my medicine, she was standing when she was urinating, then to meya. But then we say it's like pressured there, it's pushed together, the place, and therefore the Merag Laim is pushed upwards, and it goes into the Makor, and it causes dam to come out. But Vim Yoshevis, if she was sitting down, then Torah, then we say the dam came from the urinating canal, let's say from her bladder, it was bleeding from there, and not from the Makor, and therefore she remains Torah. Rabbi Yosef says, Ben Kach Torah, both ways. Since the dam came out in the Meraglayim, we say it's not shchia for the dam to come from the makor, rather it's dam from the bladder or so, and therefore she remains tohira. Mishnah Beis. What's going to be ish v'isha shoso tzorchei in l'toich ha-sefel? Let's say first an ish, a man, urinated in that bowl, and then the isha urinated in the bowl. And now benimtza dam alamayim, now we find some blood on the water. It's like it's a spake, and we don't know that the dam come from the man. So pshita, then she's Torah. And even if it came from her, maybe they not come from a makor, but from the bladder. So Rabbi Yosi mitar, Rabbi Yosi says here, she remains Torah. For Rabbi Shimon mitar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, she's Tomei. So Rabbi Yosi, who is pshita, matach and ereshia, it's only one sopik, he says Torah. Here was a spake of pshita, it's Torah. But the chiddush is that Rabbi Shimon says Tomei, even though it's a spake, still he holds she's Tomei. And he says the reason, shein derech ish loitzi dam, it's not shchiach, it's not probably that the man let out the blood. It must have been, it came from her. Ele sheches kas dam min isha, the dam came from the isha. And min astam we say the dam comes from her makor, therefore she's tamei, therefore she remains tamei. That's from Shimon Svar. Mishneh Gimel. What's going to be his ilo chaluka lanochris? Let's say an isha, Jewish lady, lent her dress to a goya. Oyla nidra, she lent it to an isha that's a nidra already. And now when she brings back the dress, she finds a spot of dam on it. And the original owner is wearing it now. So the suffix is, where did this spot of dam come from? Did it come from her and she should become tummy now? Or did it come from this lady she lent it to the goya or to the nida? So Lachar is her raised to her labo. Yes, she has a right to say the dam is not from her, but it's from this lady she lent it to, since she's tummy anyway because she's a nida. Or else since she's a goy, she has no tumas nida. Therefore, we have right to be told this spot of dam came from her and not from the owner. What's going to be Sholosh Noshim Shaloshu Cholak Echot? Three ladies, one after another, wore the same dress. Oishi Yoshua Sas Lecha, the three ladies sat on the same bowl. Then Imsol of Dam, and now they find blood on it, on the bowl or on the dress. So Loch Riz Kulam Timaeus, all three is the Suffolk. From which one did the Dam come from? And when a Suffolk, all three are Tamei. What's going to be Yoshua Safsol Shalev? Let's say they sat on a stone, on a chair made out of stone. Oyele itztabosh amerchus, also in the chair that's in the base amerchus, which is mechubal kaker, and in these two cases they're not mekabel tumah. So loch like this, Rabbi Nechemya mitarim. Nechemya says it's tor, whereas the din kesem is only on a beggar, on something that could be mekabel tumah. Ma'ashenka and a klicheres or a klievin here that cannot be mekabel tumah, therefore it has no tumah kesem. Shoyim Nechemya. Nechemya used to say.
All right, turn over, we'll continue one on the other side.
That cannot be makabel tumah, therefore it has no tumah kesem. Shoyim Nechemya, Nechemya used to say that Kol Dovah Shein the Makabel Tumah, anything that's not Makabel Tumah, ain't the Makabel Ksum, does not have the Tumah Ksumin. Mishneh Dalet. What's going to be Sholosh Noshim Shoyu Yishenes B'mitachas? Three ladies were sleeping in one bed. V'nintza Dam Tachas Achas, and they found Dam now under one of them. So Kulam Timaeus, all three ladies are Suffolk, maybe the Dam came from her, and therefore all three are Tamei. What's going to be though, Vodka'achas mehem, one of them made a bedika, checked herself right away, she found out she was Tomei, so then we have a right to say, he Tomei, she is the one that's Tomei, and the dam came from her, Ushtayim Tor, the other two remain Tor. V'etoylois zubizu. We need to say, let's in the case where they all checked themselves and they're all Tor, so they did not know from who it came from, let's say one of them was a Muberis, or one of them was a Manika. So you have a right to say, Ms. Dama did not come from her because she's Ms. Lekas Domin. We have a right to say it came from the other one. Let's say, like we just said, one of them is not fit to see Dam altogether. So it just says she's pregnant. So very nice. And Kilo and Ruiz, we have a right to say, Ms. Dama the Dam came from the other ones and not from us. She'll remain to her. Mishnehei. Sholosh Noshim Shoyishenes Bamito Achas. Three ladies were sleeping in one bed. They found blood underneath the middle lady. So kulum tineis, all three of the chal the suffix, maybe the dam came from them. Tachas apnim, says only find the dam underneath the inside one. Then shtayim apnim is tineis, the one right next to her, she's also tamei, but not the achitzoy natera, but the outside lady, she's tor. She didn't pass by that place, she remains tor. What's going to be tachas achitzoy? The dam was found underneath the outer lady. So then the lachri is shtayim achetonis tameis. Only the outer two is bechal the sof. They are both tamei. The apnim is tor. The apnim does not go over that sign. Therefore, she remains tor. And the case where they come up the bed through the front, they do not have to pass over one over the other. So you have right to say she never went over that mokum. Therefore, she remains tor. Omer Rav Yudi says, Amos, when do I say this, that the outer one is tor? Bizman shav derech magolis amita, when they go up through the legs of the mita, meaning to say they go up through the side to the front or the back. Let's say they all go over one over the other. Then kulum tumeis, because all three of them pass over the same place when they go over onto the bed, then they'll all be bichal the sofik. What's going to be bot koachas men? One of these three ladies make a bedika, checks herself right away. She's tor, so she has the right to say he tor, she remains tor. But ishtayim tumeis, the other two, they're bichal the sofik. Maybe the dam came from them. What's going to be both Kushtaim and Motzoteros? Two of them checked themselves and found out they were Tor. So Hain Teres, these two have right to remain Tor. The Ashlish is the third one that did not check herself. Yes, she remains Tameya. What's going to be those Shloshtim and Motzoteros? All three of them checked themselves. They came out to be Tor. Then the Lochari is Kulum Tameyas. For sure came from one. We don't know from which one. So all three is Bechal the Sofik. Lamahadavah, then what is this like? Legal Tomei. A pile that was Tomei. Shenisarvi ben Shnegalim, Torim. There's a pile here, underneath this pile there's a mace. It got mixed up with two other piles. Or both Kurachim, we checked out one of them in Motzot Torah, found that pile was Torah. So who Torah? This one is Torah, with Shnaim Tameim. The other two is himself, maybe the mace is there. What's going to be Shnaim? We checked out two of the piles in Motzot Torah, found them both to be Torah. Haim Torah, Mashlish Tameim. Those two remain Torah, the other third one is Tameim. What's going to be Shloshta? And they checked all three then. Or Motzot Torah, Kulon Tameim. Dibra Meir, these words are Reb Meir, because we say for sure the mace is there, just he didn't find it. Where did the tumma go? Check it the best you could. Check it till it comes to a stone. You don't have to check further. Because the psul, the karka that was never touched yet, and therefore we say the mace is not here, and you have right to make it to say the mace was taken away already. So that the mission of Shiva Samamim. Mavru now a kesnef, seven different soaps that we wash over the kesem to make sure it's not dumb. Right tofu that spit fresh spit from the morning, or may grease them when you soak in these beans in water, or may raglaim urine, vanessa, this type of a soap, or burius, this type of a soap, they have a grass, komunia v'eshlog, had vidl, let's say you were table the begit, v'yos agav tyrus, and then you did the tyrus, and then hever olav shivas amonim, that you had this begit had a blood stain on it. And now you washed off these seven soaps here. Went over in the spot did not go away. I raised it seven, then we said it wasn't a dumb spot. And therefore it was different, it was a stump taint. And therefore the beggar is tore. And our terrorist source, anything you used with it is tore. Being a tzor latzel, you don't have to be told a second time because we say it was never dumb either. What's going to be over though by washing with these three, seven suds, the color goes off. Oisha day becomes lighter. Then we say raise the kef, and that's the proof to say it was dumb and the beggar's tummy. Therefore, via Tyrus Tamei, it's a Sir Latfil. Then anything you use Tyrus with this begin, those Tyrus become Tamei. And you should know now you'll have to be table the beggar a second time. Because now, true, you got the dam out. But up until now, the beggar was Tamei, so therefore you have to be to put in the mikvah for a second time. Mishnah Zion. Ezer writes up what's called fresh spit that helps take off their kesem. Kol shloi toim klum. You didn't taste anything in the morning. You didn't eat before you eat, that first spit that comes out of your mouth. May grease one of them. I mean to say, Isav's grease and shapul. When you soak in this bean of the pole, the Isav shaboy, that liquid is good to use to wash off the blood with. Chalukas nefesh. Chalukas nefesh means like the nefesh was taken off, means the outer shell was taken off, and then you chew this, and this you put on the baguette. May raglaim, the mishachmitsu, that became sour. So it means it's like it's already 3 days old. You have to rub it three times. Each one of these soaps, you have to rub it three times. Heavy runch, like let's say you used it, not like this, say, not in this order. Or shever shiva samonachach, use all seven at the same time. That's not a good proof. You have to use this order, one after another, and then we say, if the color comes off, it's a proof it was dam. If the color does not come off, that's a proof it was a different dye, it was not dam. Mishneches. Kol isha sheish loveses, and isha has a special time when the period comes. Dai is shosa. She's only told me that time, not before. V'yelo and avedu, these are called vestais. V'heke, sometimes she could belch, umateshes, or else she could sneeze a lot. V'chashesh v'pikrisa, she has a special pain in the stomach. V'shvule mei, in the bottom of her stomach. V'shefas, or else it flows the dam. Or kimitza moros oichsenoiso, and she gets like shivers. So this is also called the vest. If this happens right before she sees the period, when this happens again, she has to be afraid maybe she'll see the period. It happens three times in a row. Her raise the vest, that's the vest to be chosh. If it happens again, that she has to be afraid maybe she's going to see dam. Mishnah test. She usually sees a period at the beginning of the time. So, call her tyra shosa b'techa vestes, anything she was oisik in truma, and after that time, Timaeus, we say yes, since the beginning of the vest as it comes, so you have to be afraid it came then, it should be tummy. What about the Sefer vest? Let's say it usually comes at the end. Let's say the vest that comes sunless in the afternoon, but it comes at the end of the afternoon. So then, call out Tyrus, Shasta, Vatecha vest, anything she was racing in the middle of that afternoon, Tyrus, because it usually comes at the end of the afternoon. Rabbi Yossi says, Af Yomim Bishuras Vestes. Every day and the hour of the day also counts. We don't have to be afraid of that 1 hour. She was usually to see dam at the beginning of the day b'nei tzachama. She's only also at that time, beginning of the day. If Yudam Yudis says kol yom shelo, the whole day is with her. Means after the night passes by and she did not see the rest of the day, she's mutter. She could even live with her husband. Mishnah Yud. She usually saw a period the 15th day of the month. The shinsa she changed liyos rarely a messenger see the 20th day of the month. The next month, both days are also have the investors, the 15th day and the 20th day. Shinsa Pamayli, the message should change twice to the 20th day of the month. Zevaz Asurim still will come the next month, the 15th day, the last time was the Veskavua, and the 20th day now. What's going to be Shinsa? She changed three times the message to the 20th day of the month. That's three times this Kaveya, new vest, and therefore Hutacha Mishos, the first vest of 15 days, goes away. The Kovalo Yemes, now she has a new vest called every 20 days, or the 20th day of the Chodesh. She only gets a new vest, it happens three times. She only loses her old vest, it goes away three times like here. It happened three times, three different months, that she did not see anymore on the 15th day of the Chodesh, but rather now she saw now on the 20th day. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Noshim Bipsulayim Kikfanim. An Isha with Absulam is like a gef, like a vine. Yesh gefen shenazim, certain vines that the wine is red. Yesh gefen shenashach, sometimes the wine is black. Yesh gefen shenamu, some vines have a lot of wine. Yesh gefen shenamu has a little bit of wine. The same thing with Isha. Some Ishas have red blood, has dark blood, has a lot of dam, has a little bit of dam. If you says, call gefen yesh layan, every vine has wine. Veshein lo yen, and it doesn't have wine, I raise a durdiki. There's something wrong with them. It means such an isha doesn't have blood, doesn't have dam nidus. Simin, maybe she will not have. She not have any children. So usually, the more dam you have, the more children you could have. Perek Asiri, Mishnah Aleph. Tinoikes shleigiyas mana lirois v'niseis. You have a young girl that's getting married now the first time, and she is younger, like she never had a period yet. I mean, she never saw dam yet. That's called Tinoikis, a young girl, Shleigiyas Man Lira, she's even less than 12 years old, it's not even normal for her yet to see a dam. And Vinissa, she's getting married now. So the question is, when she lives with her husband right now, even if she does see dam, we have a right to say that's the dam of breaking of the Besulim. It's not called dam nidor, it's like a cut, you cut the skin over there, you make a bleed. So the question is, when does she become Tomei? So Beishamai says, Noistin lo arbolelis. The first 4 nights, like after the chasna, they have a right to live together. And even though they see blood, she sees dam, we have a right to say it's dam maka from the wound, from tearing the skin, and not from dam nidus. Or Basila says no, even longer than 4 nights. Achatichi hamaka, until the wound heals up. Which means to say, let's say they live together the first night and the blood came out, the second, third, fourth time. As long as they keep on living and there's always dam coming out, we say it's always from the maka, they not heal up. Just if they lived together once afterwards and there was no blood, so that's a proof to say the wound healed up. And next time she sees dam, then we say it's dam nida. What's going to be Higiyas Manaliris? Let's say she's already 12 years old, came the time when usually she sees her period. Venissas, and she got married now. So Beishami says, Noisin no Laila Harishan. Only the first night they have a right to live together as many times as they want. even though she sees dam, then we have right to say it's only dam nid, it's only dam maka, and she's tor. Or be still loy mesilu says ad moitzui shabbos arba leilas. No, they have 4 nights to live together, and all the dam they see we say is dam maka. Just after this, even though she never stops seeing, still then we'll say it's dam nidus. What's going to be ruah? So this girl already saw dam once; she had a period already, and still be oidu beveisavish. She's still by her father's house, like she's still a nara. So Beisharmei says nois non lo bila mitzvah. We only let them live together the first bia after the chasana. That's all. And even though she sees dam, but after that we consider to be a nida. She cannot live together anymore if there's dam. Until she becomes tor. Or Beisil says kol halayla shalah the whole night. Meaning to say, even though she sees dam by the first bia, still she could have a second bia, third bia that night. We say that night the dam is dam maka. But from then on, then we consider it dam nida. However, the ma'is la'locha will mark me to say anytime she sees dam, even after the first bia, we say it's to the dam nida, and therefore she's also until she becomes tahor. Mishnah Beis. Nida shabot ko'atzuma yom shivi shachris o motza tahira. A nida. We know midi rice, so when Isha first sees a period, she's tummy for 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, if she does not see anymore, she makes a bdika, checks herself, and she's tor, so she can go to the mikvah that night. That's midi raisa. So it says here, Venetia, and there's Venida, she made a bdika in the morning on the 7th day, and she found she was tera. Well, ben hashmasha, that evening before shkia, like, or right after shkia, ben hashmasha is, lo yefrisha, she did not check herself again, which usually that's what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to check yourself again, right before shkia, like. Now, Liyachayom, a few days later, Bodka, she made a Bedika, Motsa Tmesh found she was Tomei. So, Locharis, Harei, Becheskas Tyra, who says like before, she was Becheskas Tyra that she was Tor, until right now, till she finds herself to be Tomei, for days in between, we say she was Tor. What's going to be Bodka Atzma, Biyem Ashri, Beshachra? She made a Bedika, she checked herself the 7th day in the morning. Motsa Tmesh, at that time, she found she was still Tomei, she still found Dam. Obein Hashmash is the evening, Lo Yefrisha, she did not check herself again. Liyachas man, a few days later, Bodko, Motzatar, she checked herself and she found out she was Tor. She had no more Dam. Zlochra is still a raised to Becheskas Toma, she's Becheskas still to be Tomei, because up until now she didn't make a Bedika that she was Tor. Therefore, she's still Tomei until now. Ometama Mies Leis, Omevkida Lepkida. This goes back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Even though at the beginning she was Tor, then later when she makes the Bedika, she finds she's Tomei. So when she finds she's Tomei, then the Tumah goes back, 24 hours back, Meis Leis. Or else, like we had before, Mekid Lepkida. Let's say she made a Bedika 15 hours ago. Since she only becomes Tomei, these last 15 hours are not more. The Yemiesh Leves, let's say she has a special time when she always sees the Dam, then the Locher is Dayesh Osa. That she's only in this, in the dam came at the time when she's supposed to see it, she's only coming from then on and not from before. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Shla Yefrisha B'Tayra, Mena Mincha Lamal, anytime an Isha did not make the B'dika, like right before Shkia, it's called the Hefsik Tayra, to Mena Mincha Lamal, Harez the Becheskas Tumah, and even though she checked herself in the morning that she was Tayra, we have to be afraid, maybe she saw dam again in the afternoon, so she has to check herself over again, always before Mincha. The Chum say, Afilu b'shniyil nidosa. No, even the 2nd day, she saw Dam, she started to see Dam today. Tomorrow, the 2nd day, she made a bdika, Bodka, Motzta, she found that she was Tor. Uvein HaShemashois, Lo Yefrisha, then even in the 7th day, she did not make any more bdikas, not even a Hefzat Tower, not the evening. L'yachazman, Bodka, Motzta, she made, and 5 days later, she checked out, she was Tomei. As a raise of the Cheskas Tairu, she said, no, she stopped seeing Dam that 2nd day. And she's bechesed not to see Dam until now when she checked herself again. That's a chum shita. That as long as 1 day passed by and the 2nd day already, it's possible she stopped seeing Dam. Since she made a bedika, that's it. She found herself tor. She's bechesed has to be tor from then onwards until she finds Dam. Mishnah Gimel. Hazov v'hazove shebot ko'atzom v'yem rishon. Anisha became a zove, means she saw 3 times in a row, 3 days in a row. During those 11 days between Nidus and Nidus, or also men, anytime he sees 3 times in a row, it could be the same day even, so to have a Tumah Zav on him. The Locher is, he can't become Tor until he has for his Zayin Nikim. For 7 days he has to be clean, and then he can first go to the Mikvah. Same thing by Nisha also. So these 7 days, what's going to be bought katz on the Arishan. The first day she wants to count for Zaynikim, she made a batik in the morning. Umotza tor, she found that she was Taurus, that's one day good. But the next 5 days she did not check herself. Over Yom HaShriya, on the seventh day of the Zaynikim, she made a second batik. Umotza tor, she found she was Taurus also on the seventh day. But Ushar Yom Shematam, the other days in between, loy bot, because she did not make a batik in between. So what's the locha? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Harei heim becheskes tyre." That's enough. That's what we pass on halachom. That b'di'eva, this is enough of a b'dika the first and seven. Even though lechatchila she's supposed to make a b'dika every one of the 7 days, twice, once in the morning, once in the evening. But b'di'eva, if she started out to be torah and she ended off, it's okay. However, Rabbi Yeshua holds no. Ein lemele yom rishon v'yom shvi b'vat. He's with Rabbanin. We do not count the middle 5 days. Even though Midrash is really good, but the Knast, like, we do not count the middle 5 days, and therefore, something like she has 2 days, she still has to count another 5 days. The Kibra says, no, Mamonashach, if you're afraid she's sore in between, so it takes away those days, and therefore he's held, Ein Le Melo Yom Shri Bavad, no, we have to be afraid, maybe she did see Dam again in between, and therefore now you only have the 7 day, that's like the first day to say she's tore, and she's only tore, this is the first day of Zaynikim, she's left to count another 5 days. Mishnah Dalit. Hazov v'hazova. Hazov is a man has two mazova. Zova, a lady has two mazova. V'yanid nish was a nido. V'ayu led this nisha gives birth. She has two mazledo. V'ya mitzoro. And the person, the man or nisha was a mitzoro. Shemesu, if they died. So locher is now mitam b'masa. Whoever carries them becomes tomei. So chur kasher is every single mace has two mazmasa. What's the chiddush over here of these people? So more comes down to Chiddush here is Malach of Evan Misama. Means an Evan Gedola, a very big stone that's very heavy, said Lemesim al Dover, that it's put on top of something, and therefore you can't move it anymore. And now the Chiddush is that you're on top of it. So by regular mace, what's underneath it would not become Tamei, because it's not called the bottom thing that's holding up the mace, it's called the stone that's holding up the mace. But by these Tumas over here, the Chiddush is that Allah Lamash Mesinai, there's a Tumas. Even through an Efer Mesama, that still becomes Tamei. And these halachas are at Shiyim HaKabos, until the Bosa disintegrates, then it doesn't have a halacha anymore of Tumah from Azav Azavah, so therefore it doesn't have any more Tumah of Efer Mesama. What's going to be Nochri Shemes, a guy that dies, Tor Miltam of Masa? He has no Tumah Masa. Even though when the guy is alive, the Rabbanan gave a din of Tumah Zav, Tony Midrabbanan, really he has no Tumah. Therefore, when he dies, there's no Tumas Masa. Because there's no din ever Masama upon a guy, even though when he was alive, he had Tumas Zav on him. But now that he dies, he has no Tumah of ever Masama. Again, because the Svar is, because the Tumas Zav on his life is only with the Rab on him. Now, Ubei Shami and Bishami says, Kol Han Noshim Mesas Nidus. Every Yisha that dies is considered she was Mace Benida. And therefore, the Locher is supposed to be tabled that begot him. That we have to be afraid, like maybe she died right before she died, she had, it was Tamei Nida, and the clothing she was wearing then became Tamei. Therefore, you have to be Tevel the Kalim. On every single Isha, when she dies, or Beis Silla Mesul says, no, ain't Nida, la Shemes Nida. Only if we know for sure she was a Nida, then do you have to be Tevel HaBegodim. But if you do not know for sure she was a Nida, you would not have to be Tevel HaBegodim. Here, Mishneh Hei. Ha'isha shemesa v'yotze m'menu reviyas dam. An isha that was made, she died, and reviyas dam came out of her body. Pashtu means lachamis after she died. So Mishnah says metama mishum kesem u'metama v'yoyil. This dam has both chumras on it. That first of all, it's mishum kesem means it has tumas nidir on it. If you're afraid, maybe some of it came out when she was still alive, al din nidir. And mach mezes tami b'mag v'masa b'chol shu. If it would only been also meis. You have to have a revius of dam, but also needed it's enough just to touch or to carry a kol shu. And who adinu matama b'yoyil, as a kesem alone, it has no tumas oil, but as tumas, because that revius of a mace, it has tumas oil on it. So the chumra, this dam has both halachas, tumas kesem of nidam, and also tumas b'yoyil, as tumas of a oil, al revius of an adam, revius dam of a mace. Rabbi Yehuda says, einu matama mishum kesem, he also know that this dam has no tumas nidir on it, but rather it only has tumas mace on it. But neishineka nisha mesa, because most probably came out first after she died, therefore it has no tumas nidir. Umoydu Rabbi Yehuda of Yehuda himself agrees. The Yoshev Esal Mishabra Mesef. And she was sitting on the birth table, and then she died, but Shash was giving birth. The Yotze Men of Yazdam, Shimitama Mishram Kesem. He would agree that this dam has Tumas Nidir on it. Like we said in Afghan Minarid, if you only touched a cold shoe of it, also you become Tumay. Because since she was Alam Mishabra, she was like giving birth, his Mustafa said the dam was Nekar when she was still alive. Omer Rav Yossi Gracie says, the figure, therefore, ain't the Matan of the Yoyal. Like, once you want to tell me this dam came out Mechayim, therefore does not have a loch of dam that comes out from a mace, and therefore, even if every revius of dam, it would not have Tumas oil on it. However, the mace and loch is not like Rav Yudin, like Rav Yossi, but rather like the Tanakama, that we have to be machmir both chumras and say, maybe it's dam nida, maybe it's dam of a mace. Yeah, Mishnah Vov. For Rishon HaYomrim, at the beginning, the Chum used to say that HaYoshev is Adam Tor. You know, that means an Isha, after she gives birth, let's say she gave birth to a Zohar. So for the first 7 days, she's Tomei automatically. And then from the seventh day until the 40th day, the next 33 days, that's called Dam Toyer. Even though she sees Dam, that Dam is Dam Tor, it's Namatama. She goes to the Mikveh after the seventh day, and then she sees Dam, she remains Tor. By Nikkei, 14 days she's Tomei, and then 66 days until the 80th day, it's called Dam Toyer. Now, Anisha joined these days. What's going to be? So, Hayashos Adam Torah, the Mishnah says, Hoy Samora Mayim LePesach. She was allowed to fetch the water that they used to wash off the Korban Pesach. So she's allowed to be Shefech the Mayim from the Kli, Ladiyat, and use the water to wash off the Korban Pesach. Why? Because she does not touch the Kli. She's only touching the Kli, not the water. So therefore, even though she's like a Tful Yeh Maruch, therefore she does not pass anything here. Therefore, it's okay. The Mashmah, to touch the water itself, that's a Chumrah she should not. Later they said, Harehi Kamaget Tamei Mesa Kochim, no, that she has luck like she touched her Mesa Mageta Kochim, and therefore she can't even touch the Kli. If she would touch the Kli now, she would be Matam with the Kli. As Tyrus HaKadosh to a Machmir. Kedivri Beisil, these are words of Beisil, like Beisil. Beishamir Meshami says, Av Kitmei Meis, like, not only like a Maga Tome Meis, but the Mamas like an Avatuma. So according to Beishamir, she's considered Mamas like an Avatuma. And according to Beisil, she's only like a Rishon Tuma. She touched her or Nav, therefore she's only like a Rishon Latuma. Mishnah Zayin. Umoidim, both Beisham and Beisila both agree, she yachelis b'maisa, that even though she's a yeshev as Adam Toyer, still she's allowed to eat maisa sheni, like a regular loch of a tful yoyim, the tful yoyim is allowed to eat maisa sheni. The koitzul achala, she could also set aside the dough that she plans to take chala off it, since she did not call it a shem chala yet, therefore even though she's a tful yoyim, she's allowed to set aside this portion of the dough that she's going to use to make chala. Oma kefet, she could bring it near to the big piece of dough. The curl of shame, and then she calls on this small piece of dough a shame chala. And from then on, she should not touch it anymore, because a tful yoyim cannot touch chala. V'yemnofa miroiko umidam toiro, akike shel truma. Let's say some of the spit, or some of this dam toiro that comes out of her, fell on a kika or a bread of truma, shutor still remains to her. Because that's the locha that the mashka that comes out from a tful yoyim also remains tor. Beishami Yomer Beishami says, Tzricha Tzfilo Bachroina. After the 40 days go by by a zocher, or after the 80 days go by Nekeva, she has to have another tfilo. She's like a tful yoyim, but at the end she needs another tfilo. Or Beisilo says no. Beisilo Emrim, Ein Tzricha Tzfilo Bachroina. She does not have to make another tfilo in the mikvah at the end of the 80 days. She already made it by Nikkei after the 14 days, so that tefillah helps for later also. It's only called the tful yom orach, she has to wait till the end of the 80 days, then she brings a korban, then she's Torah legamri. Mishneches, horoye yom achar osor, anisha retzur dam, on the 11th day between Nidus and Nidus, v'tovla, then she went to the mikvah on the 11th day. So Erev, at the night of the 11th day, going into the 12th day, the Shimshel, let's say she lived with the husband that night. So Beishamayim says, Beishamayim, Mitama Mishka Vumoshov Bechayovim Bekorvin. But Shami says she's not Torah yet, she still has a tumor on her. And therefore it's almost like the husband lived with a nida, and therefore he also becomes Tom like a Mishkov Mitama Mishkov Moshov. And Vachayovim Bekorvin, the Chayav Bekorvin is if he lived with a nida. But the Lachri is like this. During these 11 days, like after she saw her nidus, so for 7 days she's Tommy, after that, the next 11 days, we know if she sees 3 days straight, she becomes a Zava. Let's say she only sees 1 day, let's say she's on the 5th day. So the Lachri is called the Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom, meaning to say she's Tommy that whole day, and she has to wait until the next day, until part of the day passed by, and she doesn't see, then if she wants to, she can go to the mikvah. But here, she saw on the 11th day, so she went to the mikveh at night time. So Bishami says she can't go to the mikveh at night, you have to wait till the next day, and therefore if she didn't wait till the next day, she still has tumas nidirana, and therefore the chayav korban. However, Beis Hillel says no, peturim in a korban. He holds that midiraisa, she's not Torah, and she's not Tomei anymore. That's true only during the 11 days, means the 1, 2, 3, 4, up until the 10th day. Then if she sees one of those days, she can't become Torah until the next day. But here, when she saw her on the 11th day, since anyway the next day is not mistarov to make her into a Zofa G'dayla, because after the 11th day she becomes a Nidom, so they still hold that she could become Torah that night. There's no reason to wait till the next day. Therefore, if she went to the mikvah the night of the 11th day, going into the 12th day, according to Beis Hillel, it's Pturim and Akorb and Midiraisa, they're allowed to. It's only Midirabon, you're not supposed to. What's going to be though, let's say she waited till the next day, first, the 12th day. Tovla b'yoyim shalachro, v'shim shas beis, and she lived with her husband then. V'yachakach, after that, after she went to the mikvah, she lived with her husband, that was, let's say, 10 o'clock in the morning, then v'yachakach, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, rosa, she saw, on the 12th day she saw. So Beis Shammai says, mitama mishka b'mashim, with the rabbana, we make as if she's Tami l'mafreya, like we'll soon see. This again would have been dalocho, if it was during the 11 days, not the 11th day, it would have been the 9th day. So Loch is, if she sees on the 9th day, she's Torah until the 10th day. Then, if she makes the bedikah, she's Torah on the 10th day, she can go to the mikveh that day. But if she sees Dam throughout the rest of the day, it's as if she never went to the mikveh, becomes Torah l'mafreya. But that's during the day that she could mitzvah to come into a Zava. But on the 11th day, going into the 12th day, since anyway she can't become a Zava now, therefore, midiraisa, she does not become tome l'mafreya. So therefore, here Beis Shammai would also agree she's not mitame, she's not the nachay the korbin. Just midrabbanan, though we give them a tumas mishka b'mayshev midrabbanan, she was tome l'mafreya. Therefore, the husband has a tumas mishka b'mayshev on him, but the pturim in a korbin. Beis Hillel says no. Her raised a gargan. In such a case, he's not doing an isra at all. It's just a gargan like a fresa. You're doing more than you're supposed to. You shouldn't have done it. But it's not a real Issa, because since it's in the 12th day now, so therefore if you went to the mikvah, you're Torah at that time. And she lived with the husband when she was Torah. Just later she becomes Tommy, she becomes a Nida from then on, not from before. So he wasn't supposed to do it, that's only called Lashon of a Gargan like a Fresa. Umaydin, they both agree, Bethlehem Beshamai, Baroye Betoich Echros Ayim, she saw in the middle of the 11 days, on the 9th day, 10th day, for Tovli, she went to the mikvah, Lera by that evening, before the next day, for Shimshon, they lived together with the husband. The Lachrish Mitamim Mishka V'Moshev, yes, that she's still Tamim Midiraisa. Therefore, the husband has luck like it's a boy Lanida. He also has Tumas Mishka V'Moshev. Whatever he sits on and lies on also becomes Tamim. And Mechayevim the carbon, the both Chayev the carbon, if it was on Mishai Gate. Tovlu, let's say, B'Yom Shlach, or let's say she waited. She saw on the 9th day. Then she waited till the 10th day, and she went to the mikvah in the morning. And Bishim she lived with her husband in the afternoon. So her raised that time before just done something not nice to do. Or Magan may be lost in Tlum, we have to wait and see. Like again, she saw her on the 9th day. And she waited till the 10th day in the morning and she went to the mikvah. So she lives with her husband in the afternoon, we have to wait and see. If she does not see any dam the rest of the day, it's okay. She was Torah. But if she will see dam later on that day, it's Saiser, as if she was Tommy the whole day. And then it comes out the husband lived with the Nida. And then he would be chayiv a korban. That's the halachon of magon ubiloson, what she touches, or they had lived together. That's tluim nasaf. We have to wait to see whether she will see throughout the rest of the day. Then it'll be tamal amafreya. If she doesn't see, then it was tor. She remains tor.
Yes, Lita Masechta Nida. All right, we'll stop here.